The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Say a few words about the practice. I've been thinking about the way we experience pleasure lately, and this morning at my teaching I talked about pleasure. And I talked about, used the example of how pleasure sometimes and pain is a signal, it's information there, it's important to have. And I use the example of, for thirsty, that there's a discomfort there, it can be quite uncomfortable, but it's a call, it's a reminder, it's an indication, that motivator for to drink. And then if we drink, we can then feel, at some point we drank enough, feel satisfied, and there's a pleasure in the drinking. And that pleasure is more than just kind of physical pleasure, it's connected to this deeper physiology of needing to keep ourselves hydrated in the right amount. So it's connected to something deeper that's going on. And as I was talking about the pleasure of drinking, and someone in the chat asked about, what kind of drinking are you talking about? And since I don't drink, I wasn't thinking the alcohol. I wasn't thinking about what the implications might have been. What I said, my mind was thinking about drinking water. But it made me think that, remember that what we're trying to do here in this practice is to be really present in a deep way, in a fuller way. So we start seeing the ecology of what goes on, the different component parts of it. And it's not just simply being aware of one little experience at a time, but experiencing that one experience kind of more deeply with a quiet, attentive mind that's receptive to more of what's happening. And so if, for example, a person is greedy, desperate for alcohol, they might say or feel that they're looking for the pleasure. They might feel pleasure in drinking the alcohol. But if you feel deeply, more deeply into the ecology, the inner kind of all the component parts of that experience, chances are there's parts of it that don't feel very deep, that pleasure, and that pleasure has aspects which are very unpleasant as part of the component parts of the experience. And for example, there might be greed. And greed is always unpleasant in and of itself. However, the object of greed that we get might be pleasant. So people are pursuing pleasure, think it's all about pleasure. But if you're really deeply in touch, you feel that this is actually quite uncomfortable. And you feel that the pleasure there is kind of surface pleasure, compared to hopefully what we learn over time, that there's a deeper sense of pleasure that comes when all kinds of other motivations, qualities are present. If there is wisdom present, if there's generosity present, if there's love present, then the pleasure has a very different feeling to it than if there's greed or desperation or conceit that's somehow connected to it. So all these things, it depends what's connected to it. And so we learn through this practice how to feel more deeply, deeply into even things like pleasure and pain, to feel more what's happening and be informed by it so we can make wise decisions. And one of the things that we learned, for example, this morning I talked about pleasure, we can have the same deeper connection to pain, to things that are uncomfortable. So to a degree that we realize that very much some pain, discomfort might be connected to an ecology or different things which are unwholesome to do. But some pain is connected to healing, for example, or to healing psychologically or healing all kinds of ways. And it can feel like in the deeper nature of the pain that it's actually quite healthy to feel it. You feel we're connected to something healthy and something that's pleasant. That's deeper than the surface pain that might be there, literal pain that we're first focusing on. So this value of becoming quiet and sensitive and being available and feeling more deeply what's happening gives us much more information to live by and a richer, more valuable life to find our path and our way and all that. So it might be that today that you're here and there's certainly feelings of pleasant and unpleasantness in being here. It's a little bit cool and cloudy and gray. It's, some people would say it's kind of depressive out there, which is somehow unpleasant. But if we stay at the surface of that, maybe there's a way in which we feel something that's unpleasant, if it is unpleasant. There's a way of connecting to it and sensing it and feeling more deeply that there's something more valuable going on than just the surface unpleasant weather. There's something, you know, it's maybe there's a tenderness, a sensitivity, a kind of care, love, something that about how we receive all that, that changes the context, changes our relationship to what's going on. So do we live on the surface of our life, or do we live more deeply? And what happens if we discover that the deeper ecology of what's going on, and what choices do we make that are different? So, hope that